This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Inflation around Denver continued to slow in July. Consumer prices were up 1.9% from a year ago, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's the smallest increase in more than 3 years. Homelessness increased by 10% in Metro Denver this year, though fewer people were outside than before. That's according to Metro Denver Homeless Initiative's annual point-in-time count. It aims to capture the number of people experiencing homelessness in the metro area by counting people on the street and in shelters during a single day in January. Kathy Alderman with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless explained the numbers.
That just means that they're staying in the cycle of homelessness longer. We know we have a housing crisis in Denver, but it's probably even worse than we think because people are just unable to find housing.
This year, volunteers counted about 10,000 people experiencing homelessness in the metro area. There were just over 9,000 in 2023. Voters in Colorado Springs will see at least two citywide measures on November's ballot. One would extend a sales tax that pays for road work. Another would put in the city charter that recreational marijuana businesses are not allowed in the city limits. Colorado Springs opted out when marijuana was legalized in the state. Just west of Colorado Springs, areas in the burn scar of the Waldo Canyon fire will stay closed to camping and campfires. Samantha Gooch with the Forest Service said the closure is to help prevent another fire.
The burn scar, the whole area, is only closed to camping and fires. And that's because of the high fuel load with all of the dead trees.
The closure runs through at least 2029, but could be rescinded. Gooch says aspen trees are regrowing in the area, but that full revegetation will take a while. Colorado Springs has a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. It's staying mostly sunny around Denver and getting warmer for the end of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.